Nevada Public Radio, this is the Daily Rundown. I'm Xander Pippen. Here are your top local stories for June 15th, 2026. In 2025, Fallout Fringe Festival debuted in downtown Las Vegas with 35 edgier, more experimental stage productions, rounding out some 135 total performances. This year, it's not only returning, it's grown. There are more venues, more productions, more performances, and more collaborators. The month-long event from June 3rd to June 25th encourages its participants to showcase boundary-pushing works that challenge traditional local theater. Last year, Fallout Fringe artistic director and co-founder Brian Genet called Fallout a performance art festival. Dentata is based on a misogynistic myth about women and features an outrageous puppet and language associated with witches. And speaking of witches, the production Hysterics incorporates the infamous witch trials of late 17th century Salem as both a setting and a mirror to the current socio-political environment. Hear the full conversation by Mike Bravant at knpr.org. The Nevada Gaming Control Board has asked Nevada's First Judicial District Court to hold Cauchy in contempt on Friday. CDC Gaming reports regulators claim the prediction market operator violated a May 18th judicial order. That order banned Cauchy from offering sports betting contracts within Nevada. Cauchy allegedly failed to implement proper geofencing to block Nevada users. The company reportedly processes hundreds of millions of dollars in wagers on major sporting events. The board claims Cauchy relies on an unreliable internet protocol location system. Investigators successfully purchased restricted event contracts on Cauchy's app. These purchases included contracts for professional sports games and a celebrity wedding. Unlicensed prediction markets violate state law. The board considers these event contracts to be illegal wagering activity. The board requested a finding of contempt against the company. Regulators want the court to impose significant monetary penalties. They suggested a daily sanction of $120,000 or, quote, disgorgement of all ill-gotten gains. The Public Utilities Commission of Nevada will hold its annual general consumer session at 1:30 Tuesday at the PUCN building in Las Vegas, according to reporting by Public News Service's Suzanne Potter. Christy Watson, executive director of the Nevada Conservation League, said she plans to ask commissioners to oppose NV Energy's 2026 Integrated Resource Plan, which proposes building three new methane-burning power plants to meet future demand from data centers. Within 20 years, we're looking at 64% of the total electricity that NV Energy provides to the state could potentially be utilized by data centers if the number of data centers that want to come here get approved, Watson said. NV Energy also wants approval to add large solar arrays and battery storage facilities. Watson said the PUCN should make it easier for people to afford rooftop solar, which she said would be less expensive than the $5 to $6 billion it would cost to build three new gas plants. Audrey Peral, program director for the nonprofit Chispa Nevada effort, said the PUCN should make sure ratepayers do not get stuck with the bill for artificial intelligence-related infrastructure because many working families are already strapped. In a statement, NV Energy said its plan calls for large load customers to make long-term commitments and cover the cost of infrastructure. The consumer session will not be live-streamed, but people can submit written comments through the commission website. Pregnancy-related deaths among indigenous women are higher than any other ethnic group, according to data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Public health metrics show that American Indian and Alaskan Native women face a maternal mortality rate ranging from 60 to 118 deaths per 100,000 live births, a rate that is 2 to 3 times higher than that of non-Hispanic white women, with maternal mortality review committees noting that 100% of reviewed AIAN pregnancy-related deaths were entirely preventable. Federal funding is currently supporting several studies and an outreach campaign to help address the issue. Carolyn Roman, a research manager with the University of New Mexico, participated in Climate and Cradles, a National Indian Health Board study. During an online conference discussing the results of the study, Roman said, quote, 45% of women with the highest exposures to multiple metals have approximately threefold times greater risk of preterm births, and prenatal exposure to metals has also been shown in other studies to be associated with miscarriage, end quote. Data shows the vast majority of maternal deaths occur after giving birth. Other studies, like the Navajo birth study, showed another factor, the long-term adverse effects of exposure to chemicals like arsenic and uranium. Hear the full story by the Mountain West News Bureau's Yvette Fernandez at knpr.org. The Vegas Golden Knights' improbable run through the Stanley Cup Final came to a crashing halt Sunday night with a 3-0 loss to Carolina in Game 6. Vegas, which has been to the Cup Final three times in its 9-year existence, has never been shut out in a Stanley Cup Final game. In all three trips to the final, the champion celebrated on the Golden Knights' home ice. In Vegas' first year, it was Alex Ovechkin and the Washington Capitals celebrating after winning in 5 games. In 2023, the Knights won the Cup in just their 6th year, beating the Florida Panthers in 5 games. For Vegas, it was the end of a magical ride that began on March 30th when John Tortorella replaced Bruce Cassidy as head coach with hopes of sparking life into one of the league's most talented lineups, but one that has lost its spark. Read the full story at knpr.org. This has been The Daily Rundown, a production of Nevada Public Radio. To hear more or to support public radio in Southern Nevada, visit knpr.org.